美国神韵纽约艺术团圆满结束了在台湾的演出之后，于4月10号抵达澳大利亚墨尔本，开始了在大洋洲的巡回演出。这是神韵艺术团第六年访问南半球，神韵每年都会有全新的演出，粉丝们早已等待不及。
美国神韵纽约艺术团中的不少团员都来自于澳大利亚，他们的粉丝和家属一大早就在墨尔本机场等候，希望能尽快一睹神韵演员们的风采。
经过一个多小时的等待，粉丝们终于如愿以偿。这几位是来自澳大利亚的演员，这是他们第三次来澳演出。
虽然是第三次，但是一次比一次兴奋，因为每年都带新的节目来给澳洲的观众看，所以希望他们这一次会更热烈，然后越来越喜欢神韵。
挺好的，感觉挺亲切的，然后挺高兴的。
第三次回到澳洲来，我很开心可以回到家了。
神韵艺术团的其他成员也对澳大利亚有着美好的印象。
我特别高兴来澳洲，把这个真正的这个神传文化带给澳洲人。
我很喜欢澳大利亚，我觉得这边的最主要除了这个就是自然环境非常的好，很美，但是我觉得人非常的质朴吧。那我觉得我们的节目也是的，不管是从那个视觉上、听觉上的一方面，是这方面给人带来很美的感受，但更主要的是我们带给观众的内涵，这种是以心对心的这种交流。
神韵艺术团的到来将使更多的澳洲人有机会了解中国5000年的传统文化。
美国神韵纽约艺术团将于4月11日至15日在墨尔本丽晶剧院上演，然后到堪培拉和悉尼。新唐人记者陈香，澳大利亚墨尔本报道。
4月11号晚，美国神韵纽约艺术团在澳大利亚墨尔本的丽晶剧院隆重开演，由此拉开了神韵在南半球巡回的序幕。神韵所展示的高超舞蹈水平以及精神内涵，将中华5000年的文明精髓完整地呈现给墨尔本的观众，观众们好评如潮。
作为唯一一名曾受到女王宴请的澳洲华人，刘秀峰女士已是第三年观看神韵晚会了。
I'm very impressed with the technology that led artistry with that technology, and it's very most impressive and a lot of hard work by people.
除了高超的技术运用，观众表示神韵在精神层面也有很深的内涵。
From like some of my travels and the people that I have met in China, I can relate to a lot, especially the Buddhism side of things. So yes, I did find it quite spiritual.And the beautiful dance sequences reflecting a lot of that, I guess you'd say, religion and belief. It was portrayed beautifully.
It was very soothing after a very hard day in the office. I think we could do a lot to actually understand the Pulandapa and how it actually works. I think it's very, very spiritual and very, very relaxing.
神韵纽约艺术团还将在墨尔本持续4天5场的表演，届时将会有更多的观众前来饱览这一中华文化盛宴。新唐人电视台程天天、萧静，澳大利亚墨尔本采访报道。
专业歌剧演员查尔斯·迪朗在观看了神韵纽约艺术团周三晚在澳大利亚墨尔本的演出后，惊叹神韵表演艺术家们造诣非凡，美妙的歌声仿佛让人置身仙境。
迪朗先生说，本来曾担心自己是否会喜欢这场演出，但结果太出乎意料了。
I came to the show and I said to myself, would I be able to enjoy it because they're going to sing in a foreign language?And I said to myself when it started, I said, these people are marvelous. They're taking me to another dimension.
身为一名职业歌剧演员，迪朗曾看过许多演出。他表示，神韵歌唱家的艺术造诣更是令人惊叹。
There was no amplification. And I said, now that is what my teacher taught me and said to me, the human voice is the most marvelous instrument. And tonight he wasn't proved wrong because I liked and enjoyed every sound that came.
他说神韵的舞蹈演员每个人都是领舞的水平。
Must have taken a tremendous amount, hours upon hours of rehearsing, And everyone, in my opinion, looked like a principal dancer. So, and that's the reason why I thought to myself, wow, they've taken me to another world.
在观看完神韵纽约艺术团的首场演出后，迪朗感到意犹未尽。他说，第二天晚上还要来看神韵。
I would recommend anybody, take your last dollar and come and see the show. It is fantastic.
神韵纽约艺术团在墨尔本的演出将持续五天，为成千上万的澳洲观众展现中华五千年传统文化的魅力。新唐人记者金林、萧静，澳大利亚墨尔本采访报道。
美国神韵纽约艺术团4月11日在澳大利亚墨尔本的首场演出深深地打动了这个艺术之都的观众。欧莱雅墨尔本时装节主席劳拉·安德森女士在观看了演出后告诉记者，除了舞蹈和音乐的绝对精彩以外，演出传递了关键的信息，理解和学习这些信息是一件非常重要的事情。
劳拉·安德森女士说，中国在她心中有一个特殊的位置，看了神韵非常喜欢。
It was so beautiful. It was, you can tell the love and the respect and the respect for the history, the respect for the culture, but the passion that goes with it. And, the athleticism, the beautiful dance, the music. I love the combination of East and West and, yeah, just even showing some of the instruments.
她说神韵除了有精彩的表演，还传递了重要的信息。
And, one of the things that I did say, aside from the absolute beauty and the dance and the music, was just the key messages, and I thought that it was a really important thing to understand and to learn. So,
他说已经发短信给几个朋友，希望他们也能看到神韵。
I've already texted a couple friends saying, please come, it'll be here for another 4 days.
新唐人记者萧静，澳大利亚墨尔本采访报道。
4月12日是美国神韵纽约艺术团在墨尔本的第二场演出，观众中有许多人是第一次接触中国的传统文化，神韵的演出令他们大开眼界。
罗德·达格利什是一个儿童慈善团体的总经理，对他来说，观看神韵的演出是一次全新的体验。
I'd never seen anything like it before. It was an absolutely brilliant show. The costumes, the movement, the coordination of all the dancers was just unbelievable.You know, it's something that when you don't see another culture before and you experience it the first time, you're absolutely amazed at everything that happens.
除了舞蹈部分，罗德对乐团和声乐的表演也称赞有加。
The orchestra absolutely were fantastic and made it a really great spectacle. And the people that did the singing and that lady that played the instrument, I don't know what the instrument was called, but she was just absolutely amazing.
罗德的太太对神韵的演出似乎有更深层面的理解。
The spiritual side of it, I believe, was just really magical, and there was a really deep message for people. Yeah, and I thought it was absolutely wonderful, spectacular. Yeah.
文森是一位网络电视业的总裁，他和许多朋友一起来看演出。他说太精彩了。
It's absolutely fantastic, but I think the costumes, the color of the scenery, it's just the whole lot's exciting. I think it's really fantastic, you know, I'm really enjoying myself. So are my friends. So I recommend to anybody who's out there, come on down and come to the show. It's absolutely fantastic to enjoy it.
新唐人记者程天天、萧静，澳大利亚墨尔本报道。
风靡国际的美国神韵艺术团将于4月18日到22日在世界顶级剧院纽约林肯中心展开2012年第二轮的演出。4月7号的神韵介绍会在新泽西州豪华商城 Saks Fifth Avenue 造成轰动。商城的市场部经理兴奋地表示，要去观看神韵在林肯中心的首演。
星期六上午，新泽西的 Saks Fifth Avenue 豪华商城人来人往，当地推广神韵的华人团体透过一系列文艺演出来介绍神韵晚会和中国传统文化。商城经理听了介绍之后，对神韵演出非常期待。
It has been a tremendous opportunity for us to connect with the community and have something of such amazing history and art and culture in our store here. I have not seen the show. I have heard so much about it. Every time I'm leaving the city, I see the big billboard outside the Lincoln Tunnel. So I am so excited. I'm actually going to be attending opening night.
现场管弦乐器的演奏也让豪华商城的民众都希望更多的了解中华文化。
All right, wonderful. Thank you. Thank you. That's my first time seeing the show. Yes, I really, really like it. It's really good. I think I'm going to go see Xing Wen show. I really don't know too much about it, but I really want to learn more about it. Just by seeing the show, I think it's really, really a good culture.
Chen Yun, Performing Arts.
神韵广受各界好评，每年都创造新的票房纪录。2012年1月在纽约林肯中心的五场演出更是场场爆满，一票难求。新唐人记者宋升华在新泽西采访报道。
神韵艺术团即将再次莅临纽约林肯中心演出，4月18号到22号的六场演出票目前正在热卖中，周末场次即将售罄。为此，演出主办方决定在4月22号晚7点加演一场，使演出场次增加到7场。神韵艺术团今年1月份在林肯中心的演出观众爆满，曾出现一票难求的局面，周末的票更是早早就提前售完。主办方提醒现在还没有购票的观众抓紧机会，切莫错过2012年最后一次在林肯中心观赏神韵的时机。